Councilmember Leslie Curran asked the Rays if they would withdraw their request to be on this November's ballot, but Rays President Matt Silverman said they would not be willing to reconsider.
The way I look at today is we're making a reservation for the referendum, period. There's nothing else. There's not enough information to do anything, and this is why I called Mr. Silverman the other day, and quite frankly, I think they're being extremely bullheaded in putting this on, even requesting it. But it's your request, and it's your right to do it. And I said to Mr. Silverman, if you want to go in November and have the voters vote you down, so be it, but there'll be no revival of this. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen. But I don't fault staff for this. We are going on their schedule, and how in God's name you could have this information in 2 weeks is beyond me. And this is just a perfect example that that's not going to happen.
A St. Petersburg Times Bay News 9 poll released this week said that most residents want the issue on the ballot, but an overwhelming majority oppose the Rays' plans for a new ballpark. The only council member to vote against moving forward with the process of putting the Rays' proposal on November's ballot was Herb Polson.
The frustration is that on January 17th, when you put the timeline forward, I made comments about it being aggressive and not room for slippage. And here we are on June 5, where we have a series of things that we are supposed to be doing, and we're not going to do them because we're not prepared to do them. And I think we're not prepared to do them because we had a timeline that was so aggressive that, as good as you guys are, you couldn't get to where we need to be today. So you're asking us to slide to June 19 for the developer selection, which should have been done today. You're asking us to go to August 7, I believe, August 1st, but August 7, to make the final decision on the whole package.
Mayor Rick Baker accused Polson of barking at city staff for that question, but later apologized.
And I would concede that point. The Rays are an important partner of the city. Baseball is important to the city. They've asked us to review a very significant proposal that they've given, and they've asked us to review it under a timeline that we've requested, that they've requested. And we're in the process of attempting to do this. The folks that you're kind of barking at a little bit have been working very long hours and hard hours to try to do it as quickly as they can and respond as quickly as they can to the information given.
St. Petersburg City Development Administrator Rick Musset said the bids by the two developers to purchase the Tropicana Field site, Hines and Archstone Madison, were millions of dollars short of the amount needed to retire the debt on the property.
The spread between the payoff amount of the bonds and the land sale price is 2.3 to 5.8 million. Recognizing we haven't entered into formal negotiations with the developer, recognizing we haven't entered into formal negotiations with the Rays, also recognizing the development programs have a projected value of $880 million to $1.2 billion. So there's still a lot of negotiating that will have to occur that have the potential to close that gap if we proceed.
The city's internal services administrator, Mike Connors, said that contaminated soil from two sites under the parking lot east of the Trop could be excavated and burned. The cost to remove the soil contaminated by coal tar epoxies would be about $94,000 plus up to $18,000 in soft costs. Several members of city council, including Carl Nurse, suggested that the cleanup might be an inexpensive enough project to move forward with.
Would it be prudent in the off season, regardless, to go ahead and do those two cleanups and be done with it if it's $100,000?
Earlier in the meeting, the council rejected a proposal from Nurse for a ballot referendum that would have protected the Alang site from further development. Councilmember Wendy A. Newton accused Nurse, who was appointed to council in April, of being placed there by the group Preserve Our Wallets and Waterfront, or PAW, which opposes the Rays Stadium plans.
I reinstate my objection that I had on the night that you guys appointed Mr. Nurse to the board, to the council. As I stated before, I asked Mr. Nurse, was he in any way affiliated with PAW? I asked him, was he with them, and was he a mole put on here to do just that? And now this comes up. And the same people that brought this to me are mentioned in the paper and brought it to him, and now he's presenting it. Something's wrong.
Nurse's motion to add a referendum limiting development on the site of Alang Field was not seconded and did not get a vote.
But I will tell you that I was sitting in this room last summer when the city council promised that they would rezone this land in the fall, and it never happened. So, sometimes unique situations require unusual methods to achieve them.
The final decision of whether to place a referendum to build a new waterfront stadium for the Rays will not come until after the city council votes twice more on the issue. The first reading will be on July 17th, and the second will be on August 7th. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.